Hey.
Welcome to Noxcast episode 68.
The 68th episode.
And this is a very special episode, because this is the first episode in about 25 that we don't have horrible audio issues.
Yay! Yeah.
I'm sounding good, Matt's sounding good, Jason, you're sounding good as always.
Why, thank you.
You're always the only one that's on top of things.
Oh, that was also good.
You love to be on top of things.
Here we go.
Episode 68, Diet Gay.
Yeah, we're off to a great start so far.
Pretty much every episode. We always do something gay in every episode.
What does that say about us?
Matt's
we're
gay.
We're homoerotic.
You know, I think that's right.
But at least
Next
we're not
episode.
Chris Rocker.
Yeah. So, past our horrible audio quality issues,
we have nothing to talk about.
Exactly. That's wonderful.
Hey, welcome to Noxcast.
We wasted it all on crappy quality.
In case you're just joining us, this is Noxcast, and you know, this is what we talk about.
Yeah,
night, everybody.
So anyway, some crazy stuff.
In case
stuff.
You walked out of the room, got an Oreo cookie, and dunked it in some milk, and then ate the Oreo cookie, welcome to Noxcast. We're still not talking about much.
But that's okay.
But something interesting happened this week, right, Jason?
What interesting thing happened?
I don't know.
You found out you have testicular cancer?
No, luckily not.
No, I didn't either. Did you, Matt?
Nope. I just like to go to the urologist to have my balls cupped.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic.
I'll do it for you for free.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet. Same time, 6 weeks from now.
I'm not going to add anything to this. I'm just going to stop. There are a million
Big
things.
Big ones, little ones, even little hairy ones.
There are a million things I was about to say, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to talk about balls for 30 minutes. I already do enough of that in real life.
Okay.
Yeah, it's bad enough waking up with
I think this is a record. Matt Books has managed to destroy this episode in 2 minutes. That is amazing.
I don't know what's come over me, guys. I'm sorry.
I love how now when we're going to have Matt on, he's going to ask for my permission first, Jason. You always ask me if it's okay to have Matt on. I'm
he
like,
does?
Sure, why not?
What a baby.
It's like,
no,
Jason,
I was
we didn't
like,
know
hey,
what-
you want to have Matt on? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, yeah, let's have him on. We have nothing to talk about.
Don't worry, I got tested after last time, and I came back clean.
What is this episode going to be about? And we didn't know, so he's like, is it okay to have Matt on? And I said, okay.
Said, I'm bringing out the melody, so.
You were biting your nails, you
I'm
were
bringing
nervous.
Bringing out the melody, so.
We brought him out of his cage.
Oh, come on.
There's the melody, so.
You know, this thing, it's only about a foot long. A couple inches wide.
That's what she said.
And it came in like this humongous package.
That's when I bent it in half.
You know.
I just love sucking the wind right out of your sails, Jason. And I just choked on my gum making that noise. Yes!
Woohoo! So tell us about the Melodisa.
The Melodisa is wonderful.
Yeah, you sent me a few videos. You can do all kinds of weird crap with it.
The Melodisa?
It wasn't gay.
Wait, was that the one, or am I thinking of a different one?
I'm thinking of a different one. This is the Melodisa. It's a...
Oh, screw it then. Melodisa sucks.
Sounds like a harmonica.
Yeah, it does. You can just get a harmonica to make the same noise.
Melodisa sucks.
Melodusha.
Melodisa sucks real bad. Doo-da. Hearing it just makes me sad. Oh-da-doo-da-day.
It's added to my collection of instruments that nobody else plays.
Why do you always have to get wind instruments? Nobody else wants to bother playing them when they see them, knowing that they've been in your mouth.
I don't have just wind instruments. There's the dulcimer.
That sounds like something you add onto a pistol. Put the Dulcimer at the end of
shot,
it.
There's
the Glockenspiel. We have video of Matt playing the Glockenspiel.
Yeah. I saw that video.
That's a wonderful video. Yeah, but I guess most of the other ones are wind instruments.
Yeah.
Wow.
You like to put things in your mouth. You like to blow things. That wasn't very good at all.
That was just gay.
You know, these innuendos aren't even very original.
Yeah, that last one was really bad. I apologize just for that one.
Leave the innuendos to me, Knox, for God's sake.
Leave the innuendos to you?
Yeah.
We need to go through an old episode where we don't talk about something really, really, really bad.
Why? That'd be boring.
To you.
On this episode of KnoxCast, fertilizer. I like fertilizer.
You know, that's an innuendo all by itself.
Yeah.
It's good for growing things. Like Miracle-Gro. It makes things grow bigger.
Well.
KnoxCast, episode 68.
So Matt, why don't we just have you do voices throughout the episode?
All right. What would you like?
Pick a voice.
Do the bird.
Damn you. Damn you and the bird. That's all you ever ask for.
That's all I ever want.
That and Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Tony Montana, dude, you haven't done Tony Montana in a year.
I don't think I've even been on this show for a year.
And you've got the...
I've been doing this show for about a year and a half now, since June 2006, yeah. Do the bird doing Tony Montana.
You little cockroach! Say hello to my little friend!
Wow. There you have it. Episode over.
Episode's over.
People are bothering me now.
The episode is... people are bothering you?
Who's bothering you on Skype?
Yeah.
You should bring him into the conference.
No.
Bring him to the conference.
I just do what I normally do, which is press decline.
See, that's why me and Robert got new names on Skype.
We got new names, so top secret.
Yep.
Very top secret.
Mine's not, but I only get, like, you know, one person bothering me every 2 weeks.
Yeah, because nobody likes you.
That's true, they don't. And I like it that way.
Let's find something.
So, kids, if you're listening, piss off.
That was a cool
face
effect.
Face off, you bloody wankers.
When you do that, it sounds like you've moved in and your voice is enveloping around my head.
It sounds like you're getting ready to kill somebody.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's...
Sounds like Mortal Kombat.
I'm inside your brain.
That is pretty rad.
That is pretty
kill
rad.
Kill everyone.
Matt.
See my new video?
Yeah.
New YouTube video?
Pink towel.
Pink towel.
Yeah.
You know what it's about?
Masturbation. Oh, I know. It's the towel that you stuff in your victim's mouths right before you strangle them to death.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. What did I win?
Nothing.
Nothing. You win a free copy of Clay World off the table.
Ah, oh, sweet.
And beans.
Oh, Clay double World. Sweet. I hope there's beans that I think you're talking about, and not like regular beans.
No, they're the beans that they're like regular beans.
Like the more you eat, the more you toot type of beans?
Yeah, those kind.
Oh, those suck.
If you want me to touch your balls, then I can do that too.
All right, that'll work.
Okay.
What?
Deal.
This episode, you know.
I hope my family doesn't listen to this show.
Oh, speaking of family, I was watching The Rock of Love last night, and that psycho bitch Lacey finally got kicked off the show, and I was like, finally! But I knew they were going to do that. I knew they were going to keep her on because you have to have at least one psycho character on these reality shows to make them watchable. Because now you have like two likable characters at the very end, and I bet they have the lowest ratings ever on that last episode.
I am proud to say I have never even heard of this show.
Me
it's,
too.
Bret Michaels from, oh my god, I can't.
Oh my god.
I can't remember the name.
It's okay, Motley nobody cares anyway.
Oh, I bet you tons of people watch that show, all right?
What show? What is it called?
Rock of Love.
I think I know what you're talking about. I've seen commercials for it.
Why do you watch a show called Rock of Love?
Because it's about a...
Matt Books.
It's about an 80s rocker, man, who wants to find, you know, love. Just like Michael. The Flavor Flav show. I watched both seasons of that.
Which
I watched
also sucked.
I watched a couple episodes of the Isle of New York one, but only a couple because that's all dudes, and who the hell really wants to watch that?
Hey, I got a new wallet.
You got a new wallet?
I got a new wallet.
You just told me you got a new wallet like 6 months ago.
No.
Is it a Weave? Is it like one of those fabric wallets?
Actually, it might have been a watch.
Hippies make?
Well, it is actually, it's not it's like a nylon wallet.
Is it made out of armpit hair? Did Nox send it over to you?
No.
God damn it. No, we're not getting that into that again.
No, man, it's actually exactly the same wallet that I had before. It's just the old one was dying.
Why did you get the same wallet you had before?
Because
it's going to be brand new.
This is the best wallet that I have ever had in my entire life. It is just amazing. It is a perfect. The design is amazing. I've never seen a wallet like this, and I ever since. And so I searched on eBay every day for 2 months, and then finally someone put it up, and I bought it. I got it for $5, including shipping.
Wow. Oh, yeah, well, my wallet is a leather wallet from Italy, bought in Italy and brought over to the States just for me.
My wallet is $5 and has Nightmare Before Christmas characters on it.
It's my wallet. Solid leather. Effetti.
My wallet is black leather, and I got it from Target.
My wallet totally has Jack and Sally from the Nightmare Before Christmas on it.
My wallet
dies in a fiery car accident.
My wallet has $3
slowly
in it.
Slowly as it's impaled through the... wrecked him by a piece of debris and he can't get out while the fire consumes him.
You don't like Tim Burton?
No.
He's alright.
I do like The Nightmare Before Christmas, though. And that's not the reason I got the wallet, though, because I can't
I used to have no opinion
that.
Of him until I watched that A Night with Kevin Smith where he was talking about Tim Burton. Like,
yeah,
Tim
Burton's a whack. Tim Burton's kind of every interview I've seen with him makes me think he's a little...
crazy
bit of a douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a douchebag.
Hi, I'm Tim Burton. I'm a little bit of a douchebag.
But hey, I like his movies. So
the only movies I really like is Batman.
I like Batman.
That was his worst one.
What are you talking about? Batman was great.
Batman was
awesome.
You would
know nothing about the comics then, if you liked that.
I have never read a comic book in my life.
Me
neither.
There you go.
So much about both of you.
Well, as a movie, I like it.
I feel like going to get my shoebox out of, like, original Image Comics right now.
Why'd you go do that?
Well, I can't, because we're
recording. We'll finish this episode and have a nice family conversation.
Batman, Beetlejuice.
Nice family episode.
Okay, Beetlejuice was good.
Beetlejuice was good, too.
Beetlejuice.
There's no denying the Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
But that's because I kind of have, like, a thing for Winona Ryder.
Batman Returns was kind of weird, though.
Batman what do you think Returns of Batman was fantastic.
Yeah, Batman
like,
Returns
had like penguins with missiles on their back running through the streets.
Yeah. That was
Pee Wee Herman.
That was fantastic. What are you talking about?
That was cool. Nothing better than penguins with missiles attached to their backs.
That was the stupidest thing. And then, like, when the penguin dies, what did he die of? He just starts coughing up like green goo. And falls over on his fat gut, and then the penguins somehow pick him up and drag him.
He fell from like some really high distance.
And then he landed
in
water.
Way to kill all the supervillains. How are we going to kill the Joker, guys? Let's have him fall. How are we going to kill the penguin? Oh, I know. Hold on. What's this? Batman hurts him with a batarang. No way. He's going to fall to his death.
What's
look
his
at Beetlejuice.
Max
Beetlejuice.
Shrek, is that his name? The boss in that movie?
Yeah.
Max Shrek.
He got electrocuted.
Yeah, he got electrocuted.
Yeah,
by Catwoman.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
See, that movie had it all. It had Christopher Walken.
Beetlejuice got eaten. They don't all.
I want to tell you how much I like it.
Yeah, that movie had a lot. It had Pee Wee Herman. It had Christopher Walken.
You can't.
Had penguins with missiles on their backs.
I know. There's nothing in that movie that it did not have. It was great.
Catwoman also falls before she's Catwoman.
Yep. What's up with that? God, Tim Burton, you don't have an original bone in your body. Die in a fire, you horrible hack of a...
How does she turn into Catwoman? She falls from a building. And a bunch of cats
lick her.
Start biting her fingers.
No, they lick her.
They lick her.
They gave her...
Yeah.
her
no, they go.
Whoa.
They gave her cat power.
They gave her their cat essence.
Yes.
Yeah. In other words, Tim Burton likes cat porn.
So you guys have something in common.
That's only when I'm really, really drunk. Oh, no, you're talking about the cat spanking video. That's not porn, man. That's just funny.
Jason sent that to me, actually.
Yeah, I sent it to Matt, too. I sent that to everyone I know. You should, go to YouTube, everyone, and look up cat spanking.
Cats love being spanked.
That was showed that cat spanking one with the paddles. Mm-hmm. That was on G4's Around the Net segment, podcast segment. So that's pretty big. Charlie the Unicorn never made it on Around the Net, sadly.
It's made it everywhere.
Made it everywhere else, but Around the Net.
But Around the Net. It hasn't been on G4 or anything.
Someone actually emailed me and said they saw Charlie on some G4 show.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what show it was.
Didn't you tell me that an untitled violent cartoon that we also did was on G4 at one time?
Yeah, Tom Fulp was on, just showing off some of his favorite cartoons from Newgrounds.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he...
Is that Mr. Am I allowed...
That was on the list.
No, we're not Knox, because Jason doesn't want to be associated with it. He's ashamed of it. It's his redheaded stepchild.
I'm not allowed to say what it is.
It's Mr. Happy Face.
Oh, okay, it's Mr. Happy Face, yeah.
I don't care. Everyone on the forums knows I did it anyway.
Mr. Happy Face. That was great.
I put Mr. Happy Face toys in the cloak.
Wasn't I the first person to see that? I remember you... You told me you had just finished the movie and you sent it to me.
Yeah, that was...
And that was before I really knew who you were. That was before we talked a lot and I barely knew you. I was like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? This guy is a psycho.
That came out of two different sources. One was my hatred for Gian's dog, and two was me trying to explain Flash to Matt. So I was like, I had this voice that I did around Gian's dog, and it was like... I hate you. I'm gonna kill you. So I hated that dog so much. So I did this happy voice and just said horrible things to it. But and then I was trying to show Matt how to use Flash, and so we were doing this like happy face thing, and then Matt was like, "Hey, you gotta add that voice to this character."
It's nice to see the Flash thing worked out for you, Matt.
Thanks.
But yeah,
I thought you were bringing energy in it.
Yeah, that was when I first figured out that you were actually kind of out of your mind, kind of a lunatic.
Yeah, that's
before
one of
those... I knew your voice was deep and you always seemed kind of laid back. But then after I saw that, that's when I kind of realized at first that you were a lunatic.
That's when the cold chill ran down your spine and you felt the little sweat beads on your forehead.
And I thought, hey, I like this guy.
See, the thing with that cartoon is it's the kind of cartoon that people either laugh at or they don't like you anymore.
That's what I love about it.
That's why we're doing a show together right now.
Because, you read the comments on Newgrounds like that, and it's like, oh, LOL, OMFG, I laugh so hard I cried, or you're going to hell for this. There is no excuse for what you did to that little dog.
No, nobody cares about Timmy. They always care about the dog.
How dare you kill an animated animal like that?
Nobody ever cares about Timmy.
No one does.
No. And then there's the third miscellaneous group that is just like animation horrible, sound okay, made me laugh a little. I gave it a 3.
I get those a lot.
You personality kid.
Yeah, I get those a lot. That's like 50% of my fan base. That's all right, Knox.
You know, it's funny because I always thought that Newgrounds reviews were the horror of the internet. Until YouTube came around.
Yeah. And it's just like expletive, 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 you, expletive.
You'll have random rants against George Bush in Iraq showing up in comments about like funny cat videos.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It could be kids reenacting Charlie, and it'll just be like, all of a sudden, like, it'll be like a monologue about transsexual rights.
YouTube comments are the worst.
They are the worst.
I hate them.
I like YouTube, though.
Just when I thought there was nothing on the internet worse than MySpace.
I heard that YouTube was supposed to get commercials. Is that true?
There was rumors about something that... And then actually, there's rumors about even Google adding Flash and possibly video ads to their search results.
Yeah.
I know. That's like the worst news I've ever heard in my life.
I would go immediately to ask.com because I like that anyway because I just make like
I'd
the
search,
most... like.
Have you used all the web?
No. I like ask.com because I can like talk... I can like... type to it like I'm talking to a chatbot and like, you know, ask it horrible questions and still kind of get what I'm looking for.
Well, you should try alltheweb.com. It's basically Google. Yeah. So if Google ever gets destroyed, I'm going to alltheweb.
Oh, yeah, well, with Google and all the web, can you talk like, why am I alive? And like actually get like a result?
No.
Well, you can with ask.com. That's right.
Really?
Ask.com. Start paying me ask.com and I'll talk about you every episode.
Wow.
Ask.com.
Well, we know who our new sponsors are. So, guys.
Man, when was the last time you uploaded something to Newgrounds?
Oh,
me?
No, a long time ago.
Oh, okay, because I've never uploaded anything.
Probably Charlie the Unicorn.
I'm a no-talent hack.
We know. That's why you made your beginning on this show.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who you were until you came on Noxcast.
They still don't.
They still don't.
And I can actually go up to people on the street, and they won't know who you guys are either. So, you know, get your head out of the clouds, you anal-retentive, self-addicted prick.
Hey, it's not my fault.
It's not my fault. I'm an anal retentive, self-absorbed prick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word. Absorbed. That's what I was looking for. Self-absorbed.
It's not easy being this cool.
Narcissistic mother. I make claymation videos. Look at me.
I don't know. I've actually met a few fans in real life, like a couple times.
And then you put restraining orders on them?
Yes.
After you had your armed guards beat them into submission? I'm like, oh God! Oh.
No, they actually weren't 13. They were my age. So that's good.
They were 47 and on the sexual offenders list.
Yes. Well, no, they weren't 47. They were my age.
47.
No.
You don't.
No, how old are you?
They weren't 47.
How old are you, Knox?
38.
Or should I say, Ashton Kutcher?
Hey, oh well.
Hey, I don't look like Ashton Kutcher. Sounded like he called you like Danny DeVito or something.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I don't look like Danny DeVito.
You look like the Penguin.
Yeah, at first I thought I should be offended, but then I kind of gave up because it wasn't really...
Wait a minute, Ashton Kutcher. Wait,
it's nothing I've never heard before.
That's all right. I'd like to bang Demi Moore. Okay, yeah, Ashton Kutcher. I think I'll just show up at her house one day and be like, "Hey, honey."
I probably
why don't
could.
You have your key? I lost it. Why don't you sound like you normally do? Got a cold coming on. So, what do you say we just skip right to the sex?
I don't think it's gonna work.
That sounds like a plan. For my attack dogs! Ah!
Goodbye, Matt.
Matt books everyone. He'll be here all week.
They mock me, but you know what? When they need an idea, who do they call?
It's true. Whenever we're like, we don't have anything to record, we're like, let's just have Matt on.
He makes an ass out of himself for long extended periods of time. Let's bring Matt on.
Matt books.
That's what you're good for.
My self-deprecating humor.
Yes, and it gives me something to talk about.
You know what's awesome?
You say something, and then it bounces off of me, and then that bounces off of you.
You know what's great?
Bounces, What?
Strawberry banana smoothies.
I knew it was going to be a drink.
It's always food or drinks with you, Jason.
I have had one just about every other day for the last month.
At least he didn't say a colonic.
I've gone out, guys.
Having a tube shoved up your ass, being pumped full of fluid, and then having the fluid flushed out of you. Ugh, I love it. I'm getting one right now.
So am I.
Every other day,
it's just so cleansing.
I got my own little kit.
Every other day, I have driven out to a Planet Smoothie, and I've gone in. I've said, "I'll have a medium spaz, please." I hand them my $6. They give me my change. I put the change in the tip box. And then they make my smoothie and I leave.
Wow. That's the most exciting I've ever heard.
You're like a rock star.
I know. Every single person who works there knows who I am because I come in so often. I come in and they're like, "Hey, Jason, medium spaz."
Did I know you
as that's right.
Jason the spaz drinker or as Jason the multimedia artist?
No, we've never had more than like two words of conversation. They're like, "Hey, Jason." I'm like, "Hey, medium spaz."
Jason the weird instrument player.
Yes.
And then we're not talking about music.
That doesn't
okay,
even,
now that,
that isn't even
now
work,
that,
is
that, a... how bad that was a bad one too.
Yes.
So now that's
yeah, that one was
Matt -1 versus Nox -1. We're even.
-13.
Oh man, you got me.
But yeah, I gotta it's delicious. I cannot, you know, they are just I can't get enough smoothies, I'm sorry.
Well, I go to this good wing place every 2 days.
I am addicted to smoothies.
I don't go anywhere. I hate my life.
20 cents per wing, all you can eat. It's like a special every.
You know what I've decided, Matt? I've decided because you know you're taking online courses right now, right?
Actually, no, but yeah, go ahead.
God forbid you leave your house.
Oh, you stop.
Shut
you
up.
Stop the courses.
I'm about to drop. Drop them.
Yeah, I've decided. At some point, I'm gonna get a all the way up to a bachelor's degree online.
Why?
In anthropology.
Why? Oh my god! I don't think you can even get that online.
Well, I will find some sort of course, some sort of science course.
What's anthropology?
A study of humanity.
It's a study of culture.
Man, why do you want to do that, hippie?
I want to know. I just want to be because and not for any particular reason. I just want to be able to say in the credits to my movies, Dr. Jason Steele, anthropologist.
You have to get a PhD then.
I know. I'm planning on it.
You can't get a PhD online.
Actually,
this
you
is why
can.
Your movie
this is the weird thing. I looked for it in like Berkeley. They offer PhDs online.
Yes.
I'm serious. You know, I googled it.
You can make more movies. That's cool too.
And
you can, like,
in fact, online degrees are becoming more accepted in the workplace. And in fact, there was a study done that said 45% job people when interviewed said that they would view an online degree on the same
you
level.
Have job people?
Now, if I knew that, I wouldn't have
employers.
Dropped out.
I want job people. Man, you get everything.
Employers.
Job people.
The one time that I said
I don't even have people.
That's
Jason's
the only time he said
people?
That's the only time he's used Nox language. Give him a break.
I was trying to formulate two thoughts in my head at once and it came out
that's
retarded.
Something I would say.
But yeah, employers 45% of employers said that they would view a online degree in the same level as a real degree. So yeah, I'm gonna get a PhD, hopefully in anthropology.
Wow.
Just so I can put that on my title card in my movies.
And in the news that matters to me, that I care about, that's not boring like Jason's conversation with Max right now, Quake Wars demo is out, and it's awesome.
Is it? Have you seen, what is that, there's a video Quake game I was watching some video from earlier.
Probably Spore, wasn't it?
Crisis?
Oh, yeah. Crisis. That looks kind of, that looks just like just like a graphics engine. Like, the game looks really shallow.
Yeah, but just looking at the graphics and stuff, it was like, I just want to walk around in that game.
Yeah, look at Bioshock. That's got, like, similar graphics.
Yeah, I've there's a lot of games coming out like that, except me and my Mac.
Me and my Mac are best friends.
You and your Mac.
You're on a Mac, Robert.
I am, but I have a Dell laptop that I play my games on.
Ooh.
I doubt if you'll be
able to... I play WoW on that. I play WoW on my Dell.
I doubt if you'll be able to play Bioshock.
Ew, you still play WoW?
Not often. Like, maybe, like, once every 6 months.
Oh, okay. That's all right, then.
No, because I got it because my girlfriend's brother plays it. And then
my girlfriend's brother's friend's uncle's goat knows a guy.
I got it because I'm a sad, sad human being there.
You need to get where... I'm forming a clan guild thing for Quake Wars when it comes out. I want to have, like, regular matches.
Yeah, you've been yapping about the Quake Wars demo that you've been playing. You keep on eyeing me about
it. Awesome.
Apparently there's a guy called Nox on there that you keep killing, and it's like giving you
a that was pleasure. A good feeling too.
You're getting a lot of pleasure from that. I doubt
it. Like,
I played
you
it
killed
yet.
Nox. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh god.
I was like what's his name in Army of Darkness when he kills the possessed she bitch.
Oh yeah.
What's his name? Damn it, tell me what his name is.
I haven't seen that movie.
Army of Darkness, Evil Dead. He also was in Bubba Hotep.
Oh, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, there
Bruce
you go.
Campbell. Yeah, when Bruce Campbell blows the she-bitch away with his sawed-off double-barreled shotgun.
Yeah. Anything Bruce
I'm the
Campbell
king,
does is
baby.
Great.
Hail the king, baby.
I just saw all three of those movies. I don't really like them.
The first two were god awful, but the third one was awesome.
I like the because the third one's actually kind of funny, but the first two are just like really bad horror.
Yeah, they take themselves way too seriously.
The second one's a little more sillier, but the third one's just a comedy. You don't even have to watch the other two. Just watch Army of Darkness, and it's just like watching a goofy comedy.
It's great. I love it.
It's one of my
favorite movies of all time.
You know what's one of my favorite movies of all time? Good Burger.
I just saw that movie on USA a couple of days ago. I love that movie. Those have some of the best quotes ever.
That movie is still fantastic.
I thought your favorite movie of all time was Kenan and Kel Go to White Castle or whatever it was called.
That was funny too.
Kel Go to
that
White
made
Castle. What?
That was made for TV, though.
The movie was actually pretty good.
Kenan and Kel is something about like a headless guy or something. I remember seeing that. That's like a TV thing, though.
Harold and Kumar, movie. That's the word. Yeah. That's the name.
Kenan and Kel.
Well, we're at a half hour.
All right, oh, bye.
Man.
So we'll see you guys next week. Next week. Next week.
Why do you keep saying it?
Because I mispronounced it at first. I mispronounced next week.
You guys are stupid.
I'm tired, man. I don't know.
I'm going on 72 hours of straight animating.
He's a dude. She's a dude. Because we're all dudes.
Yeah, it's got that dance scene in the mental institute.
Yeah, I'm a dude.
Whatever. Matt just signed off.
And he just shot himself.
All right, well, we will talk to you next week.
I love Good Burger, though.
I do, too. Bye, everyone.
That's the best quotes ever.
Yes.
I could have sworn I've seen you somewhere. Maybe I'm someone famous like a baseball player or a pretty nurse.
Bye.
Hey.
Yeah. What?
Bye.
Bye.
What? What are you talking about? I'll give up.
You.
Who am I?
I'll miss you.
I don't know. Who are or where I've seen you before.
Robert.
I think you're an attractive nurse.
Robert.
What?
Goodbye.
I don't remember my dad
Robert.
Looks like. I don't remember what my dad
Robert.
Looks like either, but at least I get to see him every day.
Robert.
What?